Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 19th, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
I'd like to take a moment of silence for the lady that was slain here on the county courthouse. Thank you. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to stand here and represent the Jefferson County citizens of Jefferson County. I thank you for the employees. I thank you for your shield over those employees and all who came to the courthouse last week and tragic circumstances. I pray for the family of those that were impacted by that tragedy. I pray for the family of the lady that was fighting. I even pray for the family of the perpetrators that took this tragedy. I pray for all those that responded to help people safe from harm. I pray for those people that put their lives on the line every day, servicing Jefferson County citizens and citizens of harm. I pray for this court that we make wise decisions. I pray that there's an opportunity every day. Thank you, Father. I thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Obviously, everyone here at the courthouse is disheartened by the tragic events that occurred last week and are certainly hurting, as Commissioner Senegal said, for the families of the lady who lost her life and the gentleman who was hit. But I do want to take a moment to recognize the members of our Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, law enforcement, who and our security forces downstairs, members of the Beaumont Police Department, who responded to this, even employees of RCI that responded to it so wonderfully. And so I'm extremely appreciative and thankful that the gentleman did not get into the courthouse where it could have been much worse circumstances than it turned out to be. So thank you to the members of law enforcement and security forces here in the courthouse. I'd like to begin the agenda today with taking an item out of order, which would be item H under County Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating March 22nd through April 1st as YMBL South Texas Fair Days in Jefferson County, Texas. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I noticed Mr. Mark McAdams, who I believe is the fair. Are you the president this year, Mark? Would you like to come forward and bring whoever else you want to bring? Chuck Kalkbrenner is the fair chairman.
Judge and commissioners, as you know, it's our 69th Young Men's Business League South Texas State Fair. My privilege to be the chairman this year. I will say we couldn't do it without Jefferson County, the volunteers of YMBL. So we're really looking forward to it. We've got a lot of good things happening. So with everything you guys are doing, we're going to have a very successful fair. And I know that it's one of the biggest events. So we've got a hat to remind you of our fair. And I'd like everybody to come out again and support it. There's what we do with the proceeds, it goes back to the community.
Well, I never cease to be amazed by the fact that you're able to pull off such a huge undertaking with all volunteer labor, and certainly speaks to the devotion that your members have to your charitable endeavors. And so we want to thank all of y'all and thank you for being such great supporters of Ford Arena and Ford Park.
You bet. Well, we're lucky to have that facility out there. You know, every time we go out there, it just amazes us. And it's transforming now into, I mean, a music amusement park. It's amazing. So, again, thank you guys.
Well, let me read this proclamation to you.
Okay.
Whereas the annual YMBL South Texas Fair is slated for March 22nd through April 1st, 2012 in Ford Park Arena, and whereas revenue from the fair is used by the YMBL to fund various charitable groups, and whereas this is a once-a-year opportunity for Southeast Texas to enjoy world-class fun and entertainment fit for the entire family, and whereas the fair is one of only two projects that actually bring in revenue for the YMBL to grow their ability to serve our area's various charitable groups, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, hereby proclaims the days of March 22nd through April 1st, 2012, as YMBL South Texas State Fair Days, and we urge all citizens to attend and partake in the fun. Signed this 19th day of March 2012 by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you, Judge. And y'all come out and get some fried Kool-Aid on a stick. I understand that's what we're going to have, so thanks.
Next, we have, take that one out of order. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A, it's consider and approve specifications for a term contract for crushed slag for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve consider and approve specifications for a term contract for crushed slag for Jefferson County and for asphalt products. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 2 to Access Road Improvement Contract at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Excavators and Constructors Limited. This change order will increase the contract amount by $63,303.98, bringing the total to $1,471,899.03. Will not change the total contract time. The change order involves revision and addition of electrical items, including cost to energy to provide illumination of the new entrance road, and that's going to be 95% funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant number 28 and 5% through budgeted funds. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the Needmore Road Bridge Project, APAC to Texas, in the amount of $705,478.01. Item D is to consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap metal lockers and bunk beds. That material will be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such prices it may command with the funds being returned to the county. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Harns Auction Inc. And that's scheduled for Saturday, April 7th, 2012 at 9 a.m. Item F is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And by addendum, item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1. The Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center with ALCO, this change order will increase the contract amount by $75,251, bringing the contract total to $2,471,251. And requests is made for additional calendar days to be determined as a result of this change. And the purpose of this change is to comply with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, Buy America clause. We've discovered during the process that the Houston steel supplier had actually gotten their steel from Liberia, not from the United States, so it had to be revised to, was it Liberia, Mr. Swan? Luxembourg, some L place. And so it had to be revised to do that. So, do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Second.
And been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion of any of those items under purchase?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to let Ms. Hogan Camp give a brief summary of item B. Just to reiterate, that's FAA funded through a grant. So, Ms. Hogan Camp.
These items are mainly for electrical work. The majority of the change order is for Entergy costs to install the wiring and the light poles and light fixtures for the new access road. Those weren't figured into the original bid and contract. So that's the majority. That's nearly $44,000 worth of this change order. The other changes are related to more electrical, more lighting. We had to remove some lights that are no longer going to be required. We were going to do some of this work in-house with our own staff. Our electrician resigned in February, so we no longer have the in-house capability. So we had to put some of these things in due to that fact. And we just, the change of conduit size, that was also required by Entergy for what they need to install their wiring. So all of this was related to the lighting modifications and the lighting on the new access road.
Good.
The only comment I would have is on the addendum. I'm happy that we caught that before a major mistake was made. I want to thank you guys for catching that, because we need to buy everything we can, America, just like I talk about local.
Right. Also, Ms. Hogan Camp, is that lighting, will it be underground? It won't be poles.
Well, the poles, the wiring has to be underground.
Underground.
Yes, sir.
All right, any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I'd like to take one more item out of order, which would be item L under County Commissioners, to receive and consider a presentation from the Spindletop Center regarding their restructuring and benefit services. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, Ms. Fulbright, if you would like to come forward.
Tall people. Good afternoon, Judge Brannick and Commissioners. Thank you so much for having us. March is Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and the upcoming month, April, is, Autism Awareness Month. And if you don't know, the Spindletop Center serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We hesitate to say it, but just for your information, that used to be called mental retardation. We don't say that word anymore, but we serve lots of people with those conditions from birth all the way through the geriatric population, and we're also your local mental health authority. So we wanted to let you know that in the realm of intellectual disability services, the legislature during the last session moved some of their funding for our programs into what are called Medicaid waiver programs. Those are federally funded programs. So we're still serving the same number of people. Unfortunately, or fortunately actually, we have general revenue funding available to serve people. So it's an odd thing to have a budget cut in one area and be able to actually serve more people. So we are actually looking for people who have intellectual disabilities who want to access services for day programs, for recreational activities, for supported employment. I'm joined here by Randy Whitman from our supportive employment department. So we are actually looking for more people to actually fill up those slots so that we can serve them and not lose that general revenue funding when the next budget cycle comes around. So again, it's an odd thing to get a budget cut and be able to serve more people. We don't know whether or not to dance or be sad. So, but it's a good thing. We do amazing work for people. Normally, I would not be here during Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Month without an army of people behind me. But I got an email from one of our employment directors, Verna Provost, who said that a lot of our clients with intellectual and developmental disabilities could not be here today because they're at work. How wonderful is that? There are programs where they can actually work in the community and still keep their disability payments and not affect those disabilities. Our employers, if they have enough support, tell us that people with intellectual disabilities make great employees, just like members of the general population. So we appreciate the county's support. I'll let Randy speak to you in just a moment, but I wanted to let you know, each of our commissioners now has a report card, and there's some available in the boxes up front. We like to tell our commissioners, court, where their funds go, because the commissioners' courts in the four county areas that we serve choose our board of directors, and they do help fund us. And we try to give back by making sure that our mental health clients don't take up state hospital beds or local inpatient beds or linger too long in the Jefferson County Jail, and we'll maybe be coming back to you with some nice news about how we're going to be helping with that. And also so that our folks with intellectual disabilities get to live out their full potential. I think one of the worst things you can do to a person who has an intellectual or developmental disability is, because of necessity, sit them in front of the television for 8 or 9 hours a day, and they don't get out and have any socialization or any interaction with the community. Our day programs and our work programs and our workshops actually help people do that. As we all know, intellectual capacity is a use-it-or-lose-it kind of a thing. So we hope that we help the 540 people we helped in Jefferson County alone, adults with intellectual disabilities, and the children, the infant and toddlers from ages 0 to 3 with developmental delays. There were 500 of those as well. We hope that's a good use of county funds. And if you would like to, I'd like to let Randy in our supported employment department speak to you just briefly.
Judge and commissioners, thank you again for the opportunity to just give a little brief overview of how things are going. People are always searching for significance in their life, and folks with intellectual disabilities, autism, and mental health issues are searching for that same significance. And because of commissioners' courts and funding through Medicaid programs, we have an opportunity to provide folks who don't necessarily know how to successfully look for work, successfully keep a job, and successfully maintain a positive lifestyle. Because of what you guys do here, we get to do that. I'm very glad to hear that most of my coworkers and folks that would be here can't be here because they got a job, and today was their first day, and we do job coaching and job support. So thank you very much for that, and appreciate it.
We don't want to take up too much of your time, but if you do have a business, feel free to contact us. Our main number is 784-5400, and we can actually help provide you with some of the best employees you'll ever have and supports to make sure that they stay there. Thank you, commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fulbright. I'm certainly hope that members of the public that may watch the replay of Commissioner's Court on TV will take advantage of your program, because it's as a judge over the probate court, you know, I handle guardianships, and so I'm constantly reviewing annual reports over guardianships, and a lot of the people who are wards take part in your programs, and in the annual reports, your programs receive glowing reports for showing them fun and keeping them productive. So thank you for showing up here today and for giving us a report. Appreciate it. Now, moving on to other items under County Commissioners, item B is to consider and possibly authorize County Judge to execute an order creating the Air Products LLC Reinvestment Zone. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the County Judge to execute an order amending the PrimCorp Reinvestment Zone. Items D and E are to receive and file those documents referenced in B and C. Item F is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves, done week before last. Item G is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Port Neches Groves Independent School District. Item I is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson, nope, that one, item I is going to be tabled. Item J is to consider and possibly authorize the County Judge to execute Department of State Health Services contract for Diabetes Health Services for 2012. Item K is pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code, Jefferson County Commissioners Court will meet at 1:30 p.m. on the 19th day of March 2012 to take up for consideration, take action regarding any and all necessary adjustments in Jefferson County election precincts to conform with one or more federal court orders affecting the redistricting of Texas congressional, state senate, and state house of representative districts. As the same affect Jefferson County, the Commissioners Court will enter an order to authorize the firm of Allison Bass and Associates LLP Redistricting Council to prepare and submit to the United States Department of Justice a submission seeking preclearance of all Jefferson County election boundaries, voting places, and procedures related to conforming existing county political boundaries to the federal court order redistricting plans for the state of Texas, as the same apply to Jefferson County, Texas, pursuant to sections 42.005, 42.0051, 42.006, and 42.007 of the Texas election code. Item M is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Terry Looney, Coastal Marine Resources Agent, to attend the National Oceanic Science Bowl competition. Ms. Looney serves as the chairperson of this national competition, so it's mandatory that she attend. The contest will take place in Baltimore, Maryland. All fees, travel costs, and lodging are being paid by Texas Sea Grant, so there's no cost to Jefferson County, and that is for April 18th through April 22nd, 2012. Okay, do I have a motion on those remaining items under County Commissioners?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion of any of those items?
Yes, Judge. I want to thank Ms. Guidry for item K. I know that you almost pull all your hair out dealing with that, you and Mr. Howard, but thank you because you got a little hair in there for a second. Thank you.
And we'll have a couple more items on that agenda when we get under the county clerk. Finally, and I think one of the things that caused Ms. Guidry and our tax assessor collector, Mr. Howard, and I met and had lots of phone calls because when the congressional boundaries were redrawn and the state representative boundaries, a lot of the boundaries went split voting precincts that we'd already established earlier during the year or at the end of last year. And so we had to go back after those changes by the federal court and redraw those boundaries, and I think we added, what, 8 new voting boxes we had to add? So that's, I know that all this wording sounds like Greek, but that's what it boils down to. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional overtime costs in the amount of $1,500. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 364333 through 364644 for the week of March 12th. And item C is regular county bills for the week of March 19th, check numbers 364645 through 364894. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the second supplemental and final order adopting revised county political boundaries, including voting precincts following imposition of court-ordered districts for State House of Representatives. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file notice of early voting locations and hours for May 29, 2012, joint Democratic and Republican primary election. Locations are the same as approved by the court on January 17, 2012, but the dates have been changed in accordance with federal court order moving the primary election date to May 29, 2012. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file notice of election day polling locations for May 29, 2012. Joint Democratic and Republican primary election. Changes to precincts assigned to polling locations have been made to comply with the second supplemental and final order adopting revised county political boundaries, including voting precincts following imposition of court-ordered districts for State House of Representatives. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Ms. Guidry, can you explain the two boxes for the public that might be watching or might watch and moving to the sub courthouse and the reasons for that?
Yes, sir. We've had a couple of changes this week. We've sent all the letters out for the election day polling locations, and we received responses back from two locations. One was the BISD administration annex will not be available, and Commissioner Alfred has resolved that problem. We're going to be voting box 19 and 67 at the South Park Middle School. And 20 and 75 will stay at Alice Key Park. In Port Arthur, box 54 and 55, because Franklin School was torn down, was supposed to have been voting at Eastmount Olive Church. Initially, they had told me it would be okay. When we got the letter back, they said they're not able to at this time because they're in the middle of a lawsuit. So we're gonna move box 54 and 55 to the sub courthouse with 57 and 58, which is where they voted for the constitutional amendment election. So those are the only two changes to the polling locations since the original entry.
Ms. Guidry, will we make sure that we inform the public in a tremendous way so we won't have any anyone going to the wrong place.
Yes, sir. We're going to have it posted on our website. I do plan to do some communication within the newspaper and the news media, hopefully to get it out, to let people know that there have been multiple changes in the polling locations. And before they proceed on election day to go to a polling location, they need to call and verify with us if they're not sure, if they have not seen the advertisement. But of course, for early voting, if they go early voting, they can vote at any one of the 11 locations posted.
Also, a question in my precinct that we discussed at box 38 and 40.
Yeah, that has all been straightened out.
Cornelius Middle School on Central, and then 9 and 41 will be voting at the Hebert Library. And they were voting at the Ridgewood Elementary.
That's correct. It has not been changed. But if you notice in your boxes, I sent out to all the commissioners and the JPs, their precincts, since the redistricting, all the precincts that's been affected. And I think you have one precinct that was added to yours. It might have been 109, where 40 and 41, the state rep line crossed 40 right. and 41, so we made that one precinct.
But that one location will be able to handle that extra box.
Definitely. They'll be right. voting at Hebert Library.
And also, I appreciate your work on the, for the first time, we're going to have an early voting location out at Finette, so that's going to be a big thing.
I think
thing
the people
right
in that area are excited about it, sir. Thank you.
Judge, I got one question. I don't see Mr. Howard, but his assistant clerk, tax assessor's here about voter registration cards. Do we have a date when those might be planned to be mailed out?
About 3 weeks.
Okay. So about 3 weeks, our residents of Jefferson County should start receiving their new voter registration cards for 2012. Okay, thank you very much.
And that's the only thing you need to go to the polls to vote with is that card.
Well, you can use your card or other IDs that was in the past law. You don't have to have voter ID. As you saw, that was turned down by the Department of Justice. So that law will not take effect, not this year anyway.
I just wanted to make sure you got a
right.
chance to plug it.
Yes, and also, Commissioner Arnold, on the voter registration cards, I know Shane is planning on getting them out early, but by the court order, they actually have until April the 25th to get them out.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Engineering, item A is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an easement and right-of-way agreement for crossing fee property between Air Products LLC and Jefferson County, Texas. That property is located in precincts 2 and 3. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Air Products LLC for the installation of 8-inch carbon dioxide pipeline crossing 2 public road right-of-way, North Road and County Airport Access Road, belonging to Jefferson County, Texas, and that's located in precincts 2 and 3. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Human Resources, item A, it's considering possibly approve and receive and file revisions to the personnel policies, practices, and procedures manual for section 11.4, Family Medical Leave Act, attachment C and C1, Jefferson County Certification of Healthcare Provider Forms. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. And that change is just to make clear that we will comply with federal law and assure that we do not utilize genetic testing to discriminate against individuals in making employment decisions.
Commissioner's Court.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Thank you.
Okay, on the item under Human Resources, is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. All righty. Does any member of the court have anything they wish to bring before the public?
Yes, Judge, I want to compliment a student from Ozan High School, Dahara Martinez. She is one of those filmmakers, up-and-coming stars. She submitted, with that team, she submitted her film to C-SPAN. She's one of 2,000, and guess what? She's one of those that came in third place, and C-SPAN will air her film on April the 8th. I just like to give good shout outs to young people in our community that do positive things on a national level. I want to make sure I brought that to the attention. Thank you.
Right.
Also, Judge, again, I want to thank Sheriff Woods and his people. Those guys on the front line, I think we saved a lot of lives that day. Not we, they did. And getting a quick resolve on that situation. I don't think we can overstate what the lives that were saved that day. I'm still a little shaken, even though I was 300 miles away. So thank you, Sheriff Woods and Chief Singletary people, everybody. Thank you.
Anything else? All righty. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.